Bonjour chérie.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I missed hugging you like that. And that perfume. I love it so much. You smell so good. Hi. Hello. Bonjour. Should we keep greeting each other or should we sit down and have some food and wine? Come. I love the surprised look on your face. It's officially my favorite look of yours. Well, second favorite. No, I won't tell you what the top one on the list is. Not in a public place. I know you have a lot of questions, but slow down or I won't know where to start. Okay, first question. What am I doing here? I've come to see you, silly. I flew here from Paris yesterday to give me some time to get over the jet lag before driving to your hometown in the morning. I didn't have your exact address, but I knew you lived near this park, so I figured might as well make it into a little treasure hunt. Yes, Sherry, I'm the treasure. I've missed kissing you. You happy? I'm happy you're happy. Oh, I couldn't wait to see you again. I know we talked about meeting up in Italy in the summer, but I just couldn't wait. What can I say? Plus, I knew your birthday was coming up soon, so I wanted to seize the opportunity, as they say. Oh, just a week. I won't be in your way, though. I didn't want to assume I could stay with you, so I booked an inn nearby just in case. I can study from there while you go to college during the day. You wanted me to stay with you? Well, Cherie, I was hoping you'd say that. My booking can still be cancelled. Oh, I'll just have to pay a small fee, but nothing much. The lady who owns the inn seemed really sweet when we chatted by message, so I think it'll be fine. You sure, though? I don't want to impose. Yeah, you do live on your own. Pretty convenient, I suppose. All right, I accept. Of course. Why just a week? Well, I couldn't really stay longer. I have work to do at home. More tourists to guide. It's the low season now, though, so it won't be as busy as it was during the summer. What? Will I fall for another tourist? Aww. Are you worried, Sherry? Jealous? Well, I do have a rather cute group on my hands, actually. Just kidding. Je plaisante. No one cuter than you. That's for sure. No one more charming. Or more clever. Or more interesting than you. Satisfied? You know, I kept imagining how this would feel. Seeing you again, being close enough to touch you, hear your laugh in real life instead of through voice notes. I'm so happy. I don't want to waste a single second. Even if we just sit here doing nothing, it feels right. I think I made the right decision. You think so too? So, do you like the picnic? Remember when I said we should have a picnic someday? Ta-da! I tried to bring things I needed, like... Okay, before you judge me, yes, I did smuggle half of this in my suitcase. But come on, it wouldn't be a real picnic without proper French cheese, right? This one is called Saint Nectaire. It's creamy, a little nutty, and if you don't like it, I swear we're breaking up. Kidding. Mostly. And this is tapenade from my mom's neighbor. She makes it fresh with her own olives. I grew up stealing spoonfuls of it when no one was watching. And look, I even brought a loaf of bread. Not a supermarket one either. This is real. Well, a baguette wouldn't have lasted a day, so I decided on something a bit more lasting. Baked yesterday by a friend of mine just before I left. Still pretty soft. It'll be perfect with the cheese. And I brought some grapes as well, of course. In case you want me to feed you some. The wine. Oh, it's from my favorite little shop back home in Avignon. The guy who owns it has this huge beard and he always tries to sell me more stuff than I need. He's ridiculous. Anyway, he recommended this bottle and told me it pairs well with love reunions. I told him I'd let him know if he was right. Thank you. I'm glad you like it. I just wanted it to feel like, you know, a little piece of France. My home mixed with yours. Like, if we were already used to doing this, you know? Sitting in a park together, sharing bites, laughing at how I always get crumbs everywhere. I guess it's silly, but I really wanted to make this moment special. I've thought about this, about you, so many times these past few months. I'd go to all these beautiful places in Paris and I wish I could just drag you there with me. You like the photos I sent you? You miss it too? Yeah. Every cafe, every sunset on the Seine, even the tourist traps. They all felt emptier without you. Do you know how rare it is for me to miss someone like that? It's annoying, really. You've ruined me a little. But how about you? How have you been? Not studying too hard, I hope. I know it's your last year, and you've told me you've been giving it your all, but I know you. I mean, I haven't known you for that long, true, but still, you always work so hard. Actually, no, you work too hard. It's true. Even when we were in Paris, you were the one carrying around that little notebook, scribbling down every detail like you were on a mission. I thought it was cute. Nerdy, but cute. But please, chérie, don't burn yourself out. D'accord? Remember what I told you that day in Parc Monceau? Yeah, there's more to life than grades and deadlines. Like sunshine. And fresh strawberries. And me, obviously. But if you do need a reward for being such a good student lately, I packed dessert. It's a chocolate tart, and I made it myself. Yep. I hope you like it. But I'm only giving it to you if you promise to just relax today and not think about your homework or essays for the rest of the day. Deal? Deal. All right. Remember what we say? Bon appétit! mon Dieu. I am stuffed. If I eat one more bite, I'm going to roll down this hill like a croissant. That tapenade was even better than I remembered. Or maybe you just make everything taste better. Your lips taste like olive and wine. Very French. I've missed this. Not just the food and the sunshine, but you. Talking like this, laughing, having you all to myself. Come here. Even just for a little while. It's easy to forget how good it feels. No, I'm not saying I was starting to forget about you. Absolutely not. You are unforgettable, chérie. Inoubliable. What I mean is, sometimes you feel like a dream. You know, like I imagined everything. So me coming here is a way to ground this in reality again. You're real, and I'm real, and despite the distance, there's still something undeniable. Between you and me. We should probably stop kissing like this in the middle of the park now. Oh, I don't mind PDA, but I know you feel a bit more shy about it, don't you? Anyway, we can make out some more later, in a more private setting. Here, let me snuggle up against you. Let's lie down for a bit. So comfy. I just want to stay here forever. Okay, fine, yes, I do want to go to your favorite restaurant and come see you on campus during your lunch break tomorrow and meet your friends. Wait, but what are they gonna think of me? I mean, are they gonna think I'm like your mysterious foreign fling showing up out of nowhere? Or else, what if they don't like me? I know, I shouldn't care so much, but I want to make a good impression. Because they matter to you, and you matter to me. What if they hate my accent? Yeah, I know you think it's cute, but it also makes me sound 20% more flirty than I mean to be. You've seen it happen. I'll ask someone for directions, and they will practically propose. It's a curse, really. Or, I'm scared they're gonna think I'm arrogant. Or rude. I don't know what's okay to say or not. I feel like I don't know anything anymore. Yes, I've been in this country before, but this feels brand new, somehow. Probably because I'm super nervous. Oh, thank you, chérie. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Hey, can I say something a bit cheesy? It's quite fitting with the meal we just had. I just want to say, you've become so important to me. And you're not just, you know, a summer flirt or a distant memory tucked away in a corner of my brain. No. You stuck. In my head and in that I'm here, I kind of never want to leave. Unless you get sick of me first. But you won't, right? I'm so looking forward to spending the whole week with you.